This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. As of the time of this recording, Venezuela has been 5 days without a power grid, or at least most of Venezuela. The grid has gone down most likely because of a U.S.-led cyber attack, although, of course, the United States denies that. But it's pretty clear the U.S. is working hard to try to collapse and overthrow that country. Now, this is not a discussion about that agenda or U.S. involvement. Rather, this is a discussion about what we can all learn from this grid down scenario in Venezuela and how it could apply to the United States or other Western countries, wherever you're listening from, in the case of an EMP attack that could take down the power grid where you live. Now, first of all, my heart goes out to all the people in Venezuela who did not vote for socialism, who are impacted by this. There are going to be people who die, and they don't deserve to die. But at the same time, there are people there who voted for socialism, and as it said, people get the government they deserve. If they voted for socialism, they are actually experiencing the impact of their votes. Socialism is it's a form of government that always leads to mass human suffering. So if you vote for socialism, you're going to get Venezuela or some variation of that. So that's, you know, those people there, I'm sure they now regret giving up their guns. They gave up their guns in, I think, 2011 or 2012 because the government said that guns are dangerous and only the government should have the guns. Now, of course, government thugs are raiding farms and kidnapping people and just mass murdering dissidents and so on. If the people had guns, they could have overthrown Maduro long before now and restored the power grid and restored the free market system that would deliver food to the grocery stores, and they wouldn't be starving and dying. So people who voted for socialism in Venezuela, let me be clear, are experiencing exactly what they voted for. They are experiencing the effects of their actions. Now, the sad part about that is that if you live in a country that turns socialism, and the U.S. is, of course, veering in that direction, then even if you don't vote for the socialists, you get caught up in their insanity. You suffer alongside them, even when you rejected their policies. So keep that in mind. Never vote for socialism, obviously. Ocasio-Cortez recently said, just as a side note, that the tax rate, I think she said this at the South by Southwest conference, the tax rate in America for corporations now, she says, should be 90%. 90%. So if you run a company, you get to keep 10 cents out of every dollar that you earn in profit. The government gets the other 90 cents. Wow. That's essentially socialism, or at least one aspect of it. It's insane. Along with the government telling you how to live and what you can do and what you can't do, everything. It's insanity. But getting back to the main point here, what we see in Venezuela is, along with the collapse of the power grid, then we have a total collapse of deliveries of fuel, food, and medicine. And of course, it's been a collapsed police state for a long time. In other words, you don't have police helping to protect the innocent. The police in Venezuela are now the gangs that steal things from the people. But with now the complete collapse of food, medicine, even the water supply is not working in many areas. Electricity's gone. How do trucks deliver anything to stores? You know, that in addition to the price controls that Maduro has put on everything, how on earth do you get goods delivered if there's no infrastructure to support deliveries? And this should remind us of something very important, that most of the way most of us live depends on things being delivered just in time. You rely on food at the grocery store every day. Maybe you go shopping for groceries twice a week or once a week, or some people go every day because they have nothing in their refrigerator. Some people live on restaurant food, so they literally have nothing. They don't even have a pantry. Other people, maybe you have a pantry, maybe you could live a week on your own. But if you're not into survival food or stored food, you almost certainly do not have, you know, much. You couldn't live a month on the food in your house, probably. Not without eating your cat, which is not a good way to go. You know, drinking water out of your toilet like your cat and then eating your cat. Sadly, that's what is happening in Venezuela. People are eating their pets and other people's pets and zoo animals and dumpster diving for food scraps and things like that. It's bad. It's very bad. But when the infrastructure collapses, this is what happens. So you rely on gas stations to have fuel, right? What happens if the gas stations are not replenished with fuel supplies? Then, of course, they run out. I mean, you know this stuff. This is review here. But the same goes for medicine. You know, the prescription drugs, the insulin, all the drugs, antidepressant drugs. You know, some people have to take thyroid hormones and things like that. So all those drugs, of course, are gone, including antibiotics and painkillers. Now, you want to see chaos? You want to see real chaos? Imagine a grid down scenario with all of the opioid addicts across America suddenly being cut off from their supply of prescription opioids. Now you're talking total madness. Now you're talking insane zombie-like raids on not just the pharmacies. They'll be hit first and they'll be wiped out in no time. But I'm talking about private homes and medicine cabinets, door-to-door raids in neighborhoods, people desperate looking for OxyContin or whatever they're on. And you're going to have to shoot these people if they come into your home, by the way. I just need to say it up front. You can't negotiate with crazed addicts who are willing to kill you to get to your medicine cabinet. Now, I'm not saying run around the streets and shoot them. But if they come into your home, you're just going to have to shoot them. And if you're not prepared to do that and you don't have a firearm, then you're not really ready for this scenario. And a lot of people aren't mentally ready for that. They're like, oh, I could never kill someone. Okay, well, they'll kill you and take your drugs. I mean, they will kill you for a bottle of pills. And if you don't know that, then you've never been around addicts, because they will do anything. They kill each other all the time. They kill themselves. I mean, they're on a suicide mission for themselves. You think they won't kill you so they can just treat their addiction for another day? I shouldn't even use the word treat. So they can, you know, consume more substances for another day. Yeah, they'll kill you, especially in a time of chaos, especially when you can't dial 911, especially if you live in a gun-free zone because you weren't willing to arm up in self-defense. But look, we need to observe Venezuela. Yes, we need to pray for those people. And yes, ultimately, the defeat of Maduro is the only way to help those people long-term. So I'm not against defeating Maduro and bringing in some kind of revolution there that brings back a free market system, which supplies food and medicine and fuel and electricity, you know, to the people. That's a free market system. You have to defeat the tyrants. You have to defeat socialism. Somebody needs to put a bullet in Maduro's head. That's how it needs to happen. Have no hesitations about that. But until that happens, you and me and others in you know, I'm in America, maybe you're in America too. We need to observe this and we need to learn lessons about this. For example, it's the farmers in Venezuela who are less susceptible to the mass death and disease that is unfolding right now in the cities because of the loss of power. Living in a city is like living in a death zone, a death trap. They call them gun-free zones. They're actually death zones. So if you're living in a city, observe this and realize that your chances of surviving are so much better out in the country, away from the death traps of the cities. So that's one thing to learn. The other thing to learn is never give up your guns, because if you give up your guns to the government, rest assured that government will turn against you, and the government won't give up its guns, will they? No. So they'll have a monopoly on firepower and they will use it against you. And as Maduro has done, he's released criminal felons from the prison system, put uniforms on them, and put guns in their hands to go out and shoot the people who are protesting that socialist regime. So guns will always be used by the government to murder you. And that's why the Second Amendment exists, by the way, so that individuals can have firearms as a counterbalance. We don't want the concentration of guns in the hands of the few, especially not the corrupt few who run every socialist regime, where there's always billionaires on top who control everything. you know, Ocasio-Cortez says billionaires are bad. And she says that's why the free market is bad. Well, every communist regime and every socialist regime has billionaires at the top with almost no middle class, just a bunch of impoverished masses and a couple of billionaires. So if you hate billionaires, you should hate socialism, because socialism produces billionaires who are corrupt killers, by the way. So learn from this, have some stored food, have a backup plan, get out of the city, learn how to use firearms, own firearms that are legal to own in your area, learn how to use them safely, and have a mental mindset where you have to be willing to shoot someone in self-defense if they break into your home, if they are coming to kill you or rob you or rape you, or maybe they're coming to eat your dog or your cat. You know, would you kill somebody who broke into your house to eat your cat? I would. I mean, I don't know why they're breaking into my house, but once they break in, that's it. That's the line. You're gone. You could be coming in to steal a can of soup. Doesn't matter. You break into the house, you're going to get dusted. That's it. And if you don't have that mindset, you won't make it. You won't survive. There's a lot of people dead in Venezuela now who didn't have the right mindset, but there are also survivors there who did. And we need to learn from those survivors and be ready for a similar scenario, which could unfold in America with an EMP weapon or some other grid down scenario. I know these are tough topics, and I speak very bluntly about this, and I don't apologize for that. I want you to be safe, and I want you to survive what's coming. It's going to be nasty. It may not get as ugly as Venezuela in your city, but it also might get worse. It's hard to say. We don't know yet exactly what's coming. So stay prepared. I've got a website called survival.news, which can give you a lot of information, so be sure to check that out. And also, of course, well, let's see, what's the best one for the power grid? I've got a website called power.news. It's got some interesting science articles there, too, about developments in mobile power and battery tech. But check it out, power.news, as well as survival.news. And of course, to continue supporting our operation and our publishing, visit healthrangerstore.com. Shop there. We've got storable food there, by the way, certified organic, lab tested. We're now testing for glyphosate as well as heavy metals. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.